Welcome to the Jewish Life Wisdom Podcast. My name is Aaron, and I'm passionate about the little snippets of wisdom we can find in everyday life. Today, I want to ask you an interesting question. What can we do about the Russian aggression and their war against Ukraine? I don't know about you, but it bothers me immensely when I read the news reports about innocent families, even as far as Kiev, who are fleeing and trying to run away and protect their families and their children. A country has lost its right to sovereignty. Yes, in today's modernized world, in 2022, one country have just simply decided to invade another country. And there's no other country in the whole world who are willing to pick up a weapon to defend Ukraine. Sanctions, it's all very nice, but ultimately, there's not a single country in the world who are willing to stand by and defend Ukraine. I'll tell you what this reminds me of. It reminds me of a scene when I was a child and there was a big bully in the playground. And he went over to one kid and started to beat him. And no one else around had the guts to stand up to the bully. And let me tell you something else. This happens every day. Socially, someone will go and tease another person in a group, in a workplace, when friends are out, and no one in the group will want to stand up and say, "That wasn't nice. There was no need for that." We just let bullies take control. You know something? In all honesty, I don't know what we can do to support Ukraine. I don't have my finger on the nuclear codes. I don't have a military at my disposal. But I can say this, the culture that Russia are getting away with here, a big bully is taking on another country and battering them without anyone coming to defend them when push comes to shove. That's an attitude that I can dispel. I know in my interactions today, I see someone bully another person, I will stand up for them. Because no, I don't have the military power to stop the war, but I have the power to change the culture of allowing people to dominate and bully with no one standing by. So what I can do for Ukraine is pray, and I will pray. I will pray that there's a peaceful end and the families with children and older people and even normal people, middle-aged people, they shouldn't have to go through the fear and anxiety and war and bloodshed that's appearing at the moment. But when it comes to the culture of someone bullying someone else with no one standing by, all I can say is that's not going to happen on my watch.